Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We regret to inform you that the $400,000 Patek Philippe that you bought and that you've been showing off on Instagram is indeed a fraud, a fake. It's not real. It's cap. And you should get your money back, basically.
What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip-hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, radio personality, media personality, podcaster, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host and media personality, radio personality, A-Dub.
It's Monday, and it's been an eventful weekend, so Kim and Kanye's lawyer is ripping whack 100 for claims that he has additional angles to the Kim K. Ray J. sex tape. Wild. Also, it's been Karen Civil versus everybody this past weekend for some reason. Yep. Joyner Lucas has come out against her. Meek Mill, Jesse Wu, Jason Lee. It's a whole Avengers against Karen Civil right now. Also, Lil Baby got sold a fake watch for $400K, and Spottum Got Him was shot out in Florida this past weekend as well. Clearly a lot to get to, but before we go there, real quick, I just want to say, make sure you are following the podcast, subscribe to the podcast. If you've already subscribed, make sure you tell some friends to subscribe. This is so you can get all the updates whenever we drop new episodes, whenever we have special guests, contests, all that fun stuff. You'll be alerted to that if you follow the podcast. So now let's go ahead and get down to it. Okay, let's kick it off with Kim K and Kanye versus WAC 100. So he was recently on a podcast with Bootleg Kev, and he claims that he has a more graphic and intense version of the Kim K and Ray J sex tape that came out back in 2007.
Yeah, it's the infamous sex tape that brought Kim K to her stardom, I guess.
Yeah, that tape came out right before Keeping Up with the Kardashians launched as a show. So that was a rollout of sorts.
Yeah, I remember it being a really big deal. So when that came out, but now for them to say that there's more footage, more angles, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. And WAC actually sounded really convincing when he said he had this. I don't know if he was being totally facetious or if he really does have this, but he sounded convincing.
You didn't
see the sex tape.
All I know is this: Kanye, holla at me, bro. We got part two on the laptop. Ain't never been seen. We'd love for you to have it. It'd be a great personal private NFT. You
know wait. So there's another Ray J, Kim K sex tape that we haven't seen.
Yeah, that was more graphic and better than the first one.
Is it ever going to see the light of day?
I mean, I would never give it to anybody but Kanye, because he's got kids, it's a mother, his children. Mm. It's a lot of people that didn't try to reach for that.
For a price tag, obviously, Kanye could buy it from you, or would you just give it to him and say,
you know what? I probably would, because it's Kanye, I probably would give it to Kanye.
So he says not only is these new exclusive angles he has more graphic, more intense than the first one, he said it's better. Ooh. And he said he would only give it to Kanye West.
Little petty, little shiesty.
He said that's the mother of Kim Kardashian's, the father. Oh, Lord. It's early as hell o'clock right now. The bonnet is still on live from Asia Sky Studios right now. So bear with us. But yeah, so he was like, Kanye's the father of Kim K's children. So respectfully, you know, he can only give it to him.
Right. Well, I guess it's better than leaking it to the world, but gifting it to Kanye West is kind of like, come on, WAC 100. Like, what are you doing?
Do Do you think he's being serious here, though, or is he just being facetious?
I have no idea because I didn't think anybody was, like, still trying to bring this up or, you know, cause some type of issues regarding that. I feel like it kind of like he just pulled whatever to say in this interview or something.
But. Well, it's funny because that's what Kim and Kanye's lawyer is saying. Mm-hmm. The attorney, whose name is Marty Singer, said the claim that there is an unreleased sex tape is unequivocally false. It is unfortunate that people make these statements and try to get their 15 minutes of fame. Okay. Yeah, I mean, Wack is kind of, well, obviously he's been a manager in the industry for so long, but as of recently, he's notorious for just starting stuff, mm-hmm. whether it be with Tekashi 6ix9ine, whether it be him in this Karen Civil situation that we'll talk about a little later. Like, Wack has just been inserted in a lot of mess lately, inserted himself in a lot of mess lately, too. So, I mean, it could go either way. He could be telling the truth. I kind of believe him. He kind of sounded convincing. But mm-hmm. also, he could just be, you know, trying to stir up a little something-something just to get the name out there.
Right, so we'll see if this ever does happen, but if he wanted to stir his name up and stir some drama up, it worked.
Certainly. Now, speaking of stirring up drama, Jordan Lucas decided to hop on Twitter this weekend, and he accused Karen Civil of stealing $60,000 from him.
Yeah, so he took to Twitter, and all he said was, "My son was on the way, and you stole $60,000 from me before I got in the game at Karen Civil. He said, I hired you as a consultant, and below attached was the memo you sent me. I was desperate for help, and you knew that. After you was paid, you went ghost and didn't expect me to pop demon time emoji. Here I am."
He went on to say, "After you got the money paid up front, you stopped answering my calls. And every time I hit you, you answer the phone with an attitude like I was messing up your day. I sent you hella messages pleading with you to do your job because my back was against the wall. You took advantage." Sounding very disgruntled already. He also referenced claims that Cameron made back in the day that Karen Civil stole from him. And then, of course, you know, they had to take it to where all cases like this go, Clubhouse Court.
Yes.
So I happened to be at work at the radio station when I called this. I was on air, and then there was this Clubhouse room going on with Karen Civil, Wack 100, Punch from TDE, Joyner Lucas was in there, like Joe Buttons was in there. It was a cacophony of people chimed in just to hear this situation, to sort things out and hash it out. So during that Clubhouse call, I wasn't able to get on at that time, but they decided to carry it over into the next morning.
Okay.
So I get pinged to a room around 8 a.m. I'm like, oh, wow, y'all are still discussing this very early. Mm-hmm. And they're still in there going hard at Karen Civil, saying she's a thief. She has a history of all of this. And then Karen Civil actually comes back into the room and she starts defending herself. She's basically saying, "Yo, Joyner Lucas thought he had 24/7 access to me because we had an agreement, but that's not how agreements work with a branding and marketing person." She said she set up interviews for Joyner Lucas and he came 2 hours late to red carpets. And she was basically laying out how Joyner wasn't playing his part in the agreement, but she still did what she was committed to doing, or she still did what the contract stated that she had to do. And I'm not gonna lie, she sounded kind of convincing. Mm-hmm. I was kind of like, I think Karen sounds innocent here. But that's when more people started coming out. Jason Lee started coming out with claims against Karen Civil. Even Meek Mill joined the party.
So what Meek Mill had said, he tweeted, "Karen was my friend and turned on me for opportunity. Start having the blogs post a negative about me on some conspiracy-ish." He also goes to say, "I forgive her, but I definitely don't want to deal with y'all industry people that move like that. You should admit what you did to me too."
And I thought this was a little crazy because why is it always when one person has an issue with somebody, that's when everybody who ever had an issue comes out? It's like, you had all of this time to say whatever you was going to say about this person whenever the initial disagreement or the initial wrongdoing happened. Mm-hmm. Like, why do we do that? If you see somebody has an issue with Karen Civil today, that's when you decide to dig up your issue with Karen Civil. I guess it's just like dogpiling on it, just to, you know, add insult to injury. But how do we judge this? How do we know if she really did these things that she claimed she did in the contract? How do we know Joyner Lucas just didn't play his part? Like, how do you fairly assess this? Because the Clubhouse attorneys were on full blast the other morning. They were in there talking about breaching the contract, and they were talking about radio payola. Like, they were, the conversation was going in 1,000 different directions. But how do you even judge this and say, oh, I think she's probably innocent of this, or oh, I think she really stole this money from him and kept it pushing and took advantage of him as an artist? Like, how do we decide which side of that we're on?
Right, like that is the tricky part, like who to believe in that case, but between the whole Joyner Lucas and Meek Mill situations. But I did hear that on the Clubhouse court, she did admit to paying a hacker to get Jason Lee's blog down. And that's, I think, the biggest evidence, clearly, thanks to the people who recorded in Clubhouse, even though you're not supposed to.
It's crimes being committed all over the place. Y'all committed cybersecurity crimes. Y'all committing payola on the radio. Y'all hacking people. Y'all illegally recording people. It's just a mess.
A whole mess.
So, yeah, we'll leave it up to you. Karen Civil, innocent or guilty? I think she's innocent. My verdict is going to innocent.
Oh, I think she guilty.
Just because, where's the receipts? Show us the receipts. We cannot convict without receipts.
That is true, but I've been hearing about Karen Civil disputes for a long time. Everybody's calling it surviving Karen Civil now.
Oh, my goodness. Not the Me Too. No, we're not going to Me Too Karen. That's what we're not going to do. But yeah, speaking of disputes, there was another one, another big one recently. So Lil Baby bought a new Patek Philippe watch, $400,000. Almost half a million on his wrist. Oh my goodness. You see the watch on Instagram. Lil Baby's flexing it. He's showing it off, posting pictures. And then this page called Fake Watch Busters comes along. Now, as the title would imply, it's all about busting fake watches. So this is the sole goal for this page. So you could say that they're probably pretty good at spotting a fake watch. They do a post that basically says, look, Lil Baby, we're sorry to inform you, but this watch is fake. They sent it like a college letter or a job denying you getting hired. We regret to inform you, Lil Baby. What is Lil Baby's real name? Dominique?
Yeah.
Dominique, I'm going to make up a last name for you because we don't have time to look it up right now. Dominique Williams. We regret to inform you that the $400,000 Patek Philippe that you bought and that you've been showing off on Instagram is indeed a fraud, a fake. It's not real. It's cap. And you should get your money back, basically. If you know anything about Lil Baby, you know he did not take too kindly to that. He got on Instagram and he said, at Patek Philippe, see, this is why I need to be on the list. Aftermarket jewelers going to make me do something I shouldn't be doing with the purple devil emoji. Now, if you can read between the lines, you know what that implies. Lil Baby doesn't strike me as the type of gentleman that you would like to play with, especially regarding $400,000. So, you know, this company had to hop on it ASAP, and they issued an apology swiftly.
Yeah, the company said, I personally want to apologize to Lil Baby for not doing my due diligence when selling him the Patek watch. I should have inspected the watch after purchasing it from the dealer. I take full responsibility for not doing my job properly. I personally would never knowingly sell him or anyone else anything that is not 100% authentic.
Well, how is you a jeweler and not checking the authenticity of watches? That's what I want to know.
Right, like, and if you've seen the watch, I guess it's like the 40th anniversary of this type of watch. And, I mean, there's no really, it's not diamond out, it's nothing. It's really, like, regular looking.
The plain Jane.
Right, and but then when they put the side-by-side up, it's like the blue in the face is different. The font is off. Like, even, I don't know my watches, but you could tell when you put it side-by-side, the watch was fake.
My goodness. Like, you talk about not doing your due diligence, but I really think either one of two things happened. I think either one, they genuinely and truly did not know that the watch was fake and they sold it to him on accident and the story is true. Or two, they didn't really have a clue who Lil Baby was. And I don't mean like as a rapper. I just mean in character and demeanor, because if you just are in tune and pay attention to Lil Baby, you know that that's not the type of person who's $400,000 you really want to play with.
Right.
Lil Baby wears hoodies in 90 degree weather to keep things on him.
Yep.
I won't say what those things are, but you can see it in all the pictures. Lil Baby could be taking a picture with a 6-year old fan. His hand is in that hoodie pocket.
It is on him. Okay.
At all times. So, I mean, he just doesn't seem like the type of guy you want to do that to. So I really think either they just didn't know or they didn't know who Lil Baby was. One of those things.
Yeah, I could see that.
So after they issued the apology, they gave him his $400,000 back and they gave him 4 new iced out rings, some 4 PF rings to kind of make up for the wrongdoing.
I mean, that's one way to apologize, but sheesh.
And then Lil Baby, after all of that, he still had to get on Instagram and tell them what's what. He was like, now, Raphael and co, y'all know better than to sell me, of all people, a fake or anything that could be called a fake. I stand on my name the same way y'all should. Ain't no such thing as a mistake when that money involved. Don't effing play with me, because when I'm on that, I'm on that.
again. Very threatening. Very much sounds like somebody you should just, you know, do your due diligence when it comes to selling him anything, especially something of that high value. Hopefully all is well, all is smooth over now that they gave him his money and those rings. And this is the end of the situation. And then Lil Baby will buy the watches from the actual retailers now, right, as opposed to these aftermarket people that's out here getting over for real. Lastly, want to send some prayers up and some good vibes over, some good healing energy over to Spot'em Got'em, who was shot in a drive-by shooting this past weekend.
Yeah, they said he was leaving a studio around 3 a.m. Eastern time, and apparently his car was shot at least 22 times on the driver's side in an apparent road rage incident. So
yeah, that road rage don't be no joke, man. I'm serious. And Spot'em Got'em was in the passenger side of the car. The driver was obviously in the driver's side. They were both hit. Spot'em Got'em was hit 5 times, and thankfully neither one of them have any life-threatening injuries. They weren't hit anywhere vital or anything like that. So the good news is that they are expected to make a full recovery. The bad news is people out here is crazy. That's the moral of this story.
Like, yeah, wildin'.
And I had bad road rage at one point, so I understand how far it can be taken. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been in road rage incidents that did involve a weapon. It can get very intense.
Okay, Asia.
For the road rage. I'm just saying, like, it gets to a different level out here. You never know what people got going on.
Right.
They ready to flip. They ready to fly off the handle at any situation. So when both parties are, you know, the type to be ready to do that, it just can end so, so bad. So thankfully, Spot'em Got'em is doing well. Thankfully, he's going to recover. And yeah, let's end it on that note, because that's a lot. It was a lot going on this weekend.
A whole lot.
But before we get out of here, I do want to do some shout outs, man. We got some DX Daily supporters out here. So let's first shout out some of our top demographics, some of the people that have been rocking with us the most heavy. So let's get into our top states real quick. New York.
Hey.
Dang. See, we should have had Jadakiss's voice queued up for this.
We should have.
New York, the real New York. I'm outside. I don't live in Miami. I don't live in Colorado. Come to my block and see me,
but we also got to shout out Washington, D.C., California, New York, Texas, Virginia, Illinois, which surprised me, and Georgia.
Shout out to y'all. Thank you.
Those are our top 5 states. Is Chicago rocking with us? Oh, yeah, they are. They're in our top 5 cities. Shout out to Chi-Town, Chicago. Mm-hmm. What's up? L.A., Washington, D.C., Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, all of y'all. We appreciate y'all. And we got to show some love to our international listeners real quick, because, you know, USA is obviously our top country, but also got to give big love to Canada.
Hey.
The UK, South Africa, Zambia, Australia. Like, we got global listeners over here at DX Daily.
We are everywhere. I love that.
It's a vibe. Oh, and I also got to give a special, special shout out to Tanzania, because I had somebody hit me up from Tanzania, and they're a radio personality out there. And they were basically saying, like, yo, we use your guys' outlet to get news for our hip hop outlet that we have out here.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, his name is Giant Man, and he works for SNS Radio. So big up to you, Giant Man. Big up to Tanzania. Thank y'all. I said it, yo. When we start doing live shows, we got to go to Africa. We got to.
Got to, because they do show us a lot of love.
For real. Mm-hmm. We be on them South African podcast charts. Yep. I'm like, wow, yo, the love is so, so real. So thank you. Thank you to all the cities and states that have been supporting. Thank you all to all the different countries that have been supporting. We definitely appreciate you, okay?
Yes.
That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe and follow this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening at right now. Don't matter the platform, okay? Hit that follow button. Hit that subscribe button. And subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at HipHopDX.
Yes, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms. A-S-H-I-A is Asia. S-K-Y-E is Sky.
And I'm on everything at A-Dub. That's A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B.
And we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.